1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
Hershey's came out with a new version of the Whatchamacallit bar.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody like the Whatchamacallit bar? I probably had one time and never really went back.
I don't have any fond memories of the Whatchamacallit.
It's not in a vending machine. It's so popular.
I don't think I hated it, but if I have a choice, I don't pick it.
No.
You know what I mean? So I have others that I like better.
I'd pick it if it were next to like candy raisins. Then I would pick it.
What is the Whatchamacallit? What all is in there? Does it? Anybody have any idea? I'm sure I've been told on a commercial 80 million times that I didn't pay attention to.
It's a peanut butter cream layer and rice crisps covered in chocolate. Oh, no. This is the new one. So the spinoff candy bar, the name?
Yeah, I have to recuse myself.
Okay, it's a spinoff of the Whatchamacallit. This is so what's
go.
The new one called?
So
the
Have what, some fun with your
so,
face.
So the Whatchamacallit is staying. And they're also bringing this on board.
So just, come on, have some fun.
Whatchamacallit was rice covered with chocolate.
Like so this
a crunchy
adds
rice center and then a chocolate.
And this adds peanut butter then.
Okay.
And what is it called?
It's going to be a whatcha. Whatcha the. No, how do what is a spinoff of that? The whatcha the. Whatcha there call it? Whatcha.
It starts
whatcha,
with who's the.
What? It starts with what? Not playing fair.
Well, I knew I recused myself. He's going to guess way over there.
Yeah.
We let him guess.
But it's funnier to let him make the noises.
Well, it's like turning letters.
Now we've given him two syllables. Finish the rest.
It's like turning the letters
on
Wheel of Fortune.
Part of you.
They don't leave them all just sitting there till somebody figures it out. They give them clues.
Look at you defend yourself over this candy bar name.
Well, we'd never figure it out otherwise.
Well, I wouldn't let you go all day.
Vanna turns letters over to lead you.
I wouldn't
you
let it go longer. I mean, Tim Murray's right. Coming up. Hello.
What was the
Jeez.
The hint? The
Stop it.
Who's he McCall it? Who's he? Who's he Chicall it?
Get what you want.
Who's he?
I am.
What is it?
It's the Who's he What's it?
Who's he? That's a good name.
That's a good name?
Nah, what do I know? I don't name candy bars. What do you want? Did you name it Mounds? Three Musketeers?
No,
Clark Bar?
Not something taken.
Let's use a good name. Well, there's several good ones, but they're all taken. No, you got to come up with what? It's a spinoff. It's in this. It's in the same spirit as the Whatchamacallit. Now
it
it's
is.
A...
Who's he What's it?
Who's he What's it? I'll never remember that.
True.
No chance. No chance.
I don't think he will either. I'm going to ask
I'm
later.
I'm too old.
Later in the week.
That's the stuff kids remember. Remember the spinoff of the Whatchamacallit?
Maybe. I think kids would give this a gloss, too.
The Who's He
In
Whatcha?
Favor of the Mike
there
and Ike. And the yeah.
There was a naming contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should have been. That's sure.
It didn't get Bar McBarface.
Barry.
Barry McBarface. That's right. Hershey McHearthface.
Who's He What's It?
Right.
Someone from Framingham, Massachusetts came up with that.
Do you
Framingham.
Do you have any interest in trying one?
No.
If you're in the checkout line and you see it there, you go, oh, I heard about this. I heard it on the radio this morning. I'm gonna try this.
I don't want to watch McCall and I don't want one of those.
Is it out there? Are they out there yet, or is this in the
Got a cousin who just announced winner of a contest name? Who's he what's it? I don't know. I don't have a date.
What's it got?
It's got a peanut butter cream layer. No, it adds the peanut butter.
Do you sit there and wonder what's in a
yes, because maybe
every candy bar?
Yes.
More or less.
Really?
I don't just blindly pick a candy bar. It's like, well, I know that's
it's new. It's a new candy bar.
I thought I picked a mini Snickers out of a bowl in the kitchen up top during Halloween time, and I picked a Milky Way instead, and when I popped it into my mouth, I was sad. No, I did not like it. No, I like the Snickers way better. I didn't want just the nougaty thingy. I wanted the nuts. So, yeah, I care what's in the candy bar. I'm not going to just pick it off the shelf and go, I don't know, let's try it.
I mean, we know what's in candy bars now because all the candy bars that are out there have
They're
been around
famous.
For 70, 80, 90, 100 years.
Right.
You know, because it was in the jingle. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Sure, Almond Joy's got
Although,
nuts.
Sure, Mounds don't because sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yes,
sometimes
Bob.
You don't. I knew what was in there.
There's also a change of chocolate with Jade. did really mention in that commercial.
True. One has dark, one has milk.
Oh, yeah. The Kit Kat never snaps like in person like it does in the commercials either. No way. No way does it make
little,
that sound.
A little bit of a dull boom.
Yeah, it's no crisp.
I'm kind of done with the Twix left and right thing. Okay.
They're the same things on the left
done.
And right.
Right. I'm done with that. Okay. The joke was okay. Now
if
I'm
one
done.
Was it's dark chocolate,
like, it's a little bit like Quisp and Quake.
It's a little bit like Bonnie and Clyde, where the guy keeps telling the same joke in the car and everybody in the car is just staring straight ahead at by the end of the movie. That's how
well,
I am.
Well, now have Who's He What's It. Watch their sales
that's
drive.
Just a little peanut butter in that's the, what I'm saying. In the whatchamacallit.
That's what I'm saying. What's the candy bar? Okay, this may be a test for the whole group here. What's the candy bar that has the pretzel base? And it's like gooey.
I know of the pretzel combo with cheddar cheese in it, a fan favorite.
There's one.
A pretzel base.
It's a red wrapper.
Really?
It kind of looks like a.
It's suffering from a lack of advertising then.
Right. I think they kind of gave up on it. Like, well, we'll keep making it, but we're not going to throw any money behind it to get the word out anymore.
I love the salted nut roll, but I never buy one, ever.
So,
I wonder if they're even
so payday?
In existence.
You like paydays? Or do you like the actual salted
nut
roll?
No, I like the salted nut roll.
What's the difference?
Right on there. I don't know. I've never had a payday.
Is there a difference?
There might be.
Because they're both nut rolls.
Recipe. The recipe would have to be different between the two. Somewhat.
Hershey's Gold.
Is that what it is?
With the pretzel base?
It's like a...
And then what's loaded
like
on
the
top?
That's
with
the crunchy part.
And pretzels?
Yeah, that's... Okay, it's got to be it.
Well, we all like that at Christmas time with Stephanie when she makes her little...
Right.
Like, you know, we like chocolate and pretzels together, not a problem.
It's not the worst idea. I just think they've kind of stopped pushing it.
I think the payday has like more of a caramely
yeah.
center.
Nope, I don't want
and
that.
And the nut roll has that weird white stuff,
exactly.
whatever that is.
It's good. It's good.
It
as
is
what
good.
That nut roll is just... That's
so
it.
Good.
There's no chocolate in that.
So
but
salty.
It's, yeah, it's
there's
nuts
no
and that
in
white
payday.
Stuff.
I might buy one of those.
Yeah, there's no chocolate in a payday. That's nuts and
what?
Chewy whatever.
I think it's like a caramely type
yeah,
of thing.
Right. It's not
in the payday, not
it's
the
not
salt
caramel.
No.
Carmel is in California.
Caramel. That's just a marketing thing, right? They changed
caramel.
It to that. Right.
Caramel.
Right. They changed
like
that.
Jaguar.
Caramel. It's just caramel.
I don't know.
If you're
it's
in Britain,
like,
you say jiggy.
At one point in your life when you're five, you say caramel and crayons.
Sure.
And
one
then
syllable.
You grow up
it's
and
a crayon.
Right.
Right. It's the same stuff. It was a marketing thing. Caramel. Shut
yeah.
up.
It sounds longer and more gooey and delicious when you say caramel.
It's a peanut caramel bar.
Yeah, no.
Payday.
So they tried to improve the nut roll, and I'm sure it has its fans. If we get a case of Who's He What's It here tomorrow, that'll be fun.
If we get them here, we're all trying them.
We have to.
What's it called again?
The Who's He What's It.
All right, very good. So if that shows up, I'm in.
The Monjicator. That's what they should have went with.